Yeah, man. Welcome to another episode of the Be Limitless Today podcast. I'm your host, Jarvis Cobb, and we are continuing our sessions with root work. And root work is a practice of accountability and ownership, starting by creating change within yourself. So I'm a positive junkie, right? So every day I'm watching a God-based spiritual teaching or some positive videos. And over the past 2 years, anytime I've heard a quote or a saying that has inspired me to create change within myself, I wrote it down on a sticky note. And this could be mentally, spiritually, emotionally, financially, relationally, and paying homage to Eric Thomas, I like to call this my root work. So today I'll be grabbing five random sticky notes and sharing with you what that message means to me. And through that, hopefully it sparks some thought in you. So let's get started. It's not about the thorn. It's the story you tell yourself about the thorn. So we kind of touched on this in the first episode, but it's not about the thorn. So the thorn is that thing that you feel is holding you back. The thorn is that thing you feel like is the hindrance of in your life, and you can't get past it because of that thing is there. So it can be low self-esteem, self-doubt. It could be your social class. It can be the company that's around you. It can be the job that you're at. It can be the mindset that you have. It can be something that happened in your past to you, and you just feel like you can't move past it. Yeah, those are the thorns in our life that we wish would go away. But the idea is that it's there to help us grow. It's there to help us build. So it's the story you tell yourself about the thorn. Is, are you going to change your perspective on that? With me, it's been doing a speaking gig or starting a speaking gig. I'm not trained. I don't have any personal coach. I'm not somebody. I haven't been around people that's professional speakers or public speakers. So how am I supposed to think I can do that and grow in that and thrive in that when I don't have the tools and the guidance and the mentor to help me get there? So now that's a thorn. That's something I can keep going back to every time that vision of me being a public speaker, every time that comes in my mind, I can go back to that thorn and just say, because of this, I can't get there. Or I can change my perspective and say, in spite of this, what can I do next to move towards that goal? To know I don't have to complete that whole thing in one shot. All I have to do is take this thorn with me. Yes, all those things might be true, but what can I do next to move me towards that goal? Hopefully that's something that you can do in your life too, and something that's a thorn in your life. Change your perspective, change your story. What can you do in spite of it instead of blaming it or for not having you in the place that you want to be? Let's go to number two. Man, I don't know why I do these so late, man. It's 2:06 in the morning and I'm just not shooting this episode. I don't know what I'd be waiting on. But all right, number two. You become what you hang around. But be careful who you give your time to. Oof. Hey, this is, as you get older, as I'm getting old, I'm realizing like this is becoming more and more true. This, you got to really monitor and police your time. Otherwise, people will ask you for it and they will take it and not think twice about it. And be careful who you hang around with. So you've heard the saying, if you hang around with five broke people, you're going to be the sixth. And the same is for the opposite. If you hang around five very successful people, you will be the sixth. And I can't remember who talked about it. I think it might have been Eric Thomas, but he talked about be careful who you're training with as well. Because when you train with champions, you will mess around and become a champion. It's a different level. It's a different level depending on the people you get around. Their mindset is different. The conversations are different. The focus is different. And if you're hanging around people that complain, that enjoy just looking at others and talking about others and talking about what they are or aren't doing, you're going to be the next person doing that. You're going to fall into that pattern, fall into that habit. So be mindful of who you give your time to and who you're spending your time around. And especially be mindful who you're telling your dreams to. You might, that's a very, very small list of people that you should share your dreams with. Because people are not going to understand your vision. And if they haven't done it, it's going to be difficult for them to tell you how to do it. So be mindful of that next time you got something big that you want to go after. Number Trey Bone. Let's see. Yeah. I'm the best in the world, not because I speak the best, but because the people haven't found anyone that love and care for them the way I do. So this is the Eric Thomas quote, something that he said, and he's considered the number one motivational speaker in the world right now. And he talked about him not having the same upbringing as some of these other big players like the Tony Robbins and the Zig Ziglars of the world and you know, people like that, to where they might have been given an opportunity. They might have come up with, you know, a stable home, or they might have had more opportunities given to them. But he became number one, not because he speaks better or that he conveys a message better than anybody else, but that people feel how much he cares when he does what he do. And that's something that I want to make sure I implement. And that helps me to move forward, actually, to know I don't have to be the best. I don't have to have the best vocabulary or say all these big words or put the perfect quotes with the perfect story and the perfect timing. It's care, man. Care. Just show the people how much you care about their development and let the cards fall and chips fall where they may after that. But as long as you're doing the part that you're showing that you care, your impact is going to be exactly what you want it to be, which is my number one goal. It's always been impact. Is how can I help the most people I can help with Be Limitless today? So I'm going for the best in the world, but I want to be the best because I truly care about helping people, and they feel that when I do what I do. Number four, let's go. I got big hands, so you gotta remind me to get stuck in this sometimes. God is going to bring it to me. So this one, what this one meant with God is going to bring it to me is me feeling like I was chasing. I'm always chasing success. I'm chasing growth. I'm chasing development. I'm chasing the big opportunities. I'm chasing the big stage. You know, I'm chasing the big name. I'm chasing my brand being big. And within chasing that and looking at it from that perspective, it has caused me to freeze. It caused me to stop. I didn't make content really for almost 2 years over the pandemic. I did a lot of content at the beginning of the pandemic, but the more and more desperate I got because I got laid off in the pandemic, now I'm thinking I need to make money from the brand right now. The more and more I'm chasing the money, the less I was actually doing of putting content out, helping people. So this is reminding me to do my part. My part is to create content that inspires people to create change and make their lives better through their actions, and allow God to add the rest of that. Allow God to bring that when it's due time. Because a lot of the time I'm realizing for me is if I would have gotten the things I wanted at the moment I wanted, I would have messed it all up. I would have lost it as quick as I got it. And not anything, you know, being frivolous or spending or just wasting opportunities. But I'm developing a new mindset with a lot of the things I'm going through. And it's helping me to create a foundation that whatever happens next, whether good or bad, major or minor, I know where I stand. I know where I sit. I'm solid in what I believe. And I can rock with the highs. I can rock with the lows. We can do either one we need to do. But my relationship with God and my relationship with my family is going to be rock solid. And with that, anything that comes after is a cherry on top. So God is going to bring it to me. I need to do the small things and do my part and allow God to do the big part. Number five, man, let's round this thing off. I hope this helping y'all, man. I hope this helping y'all. Sparking some thought in you. Let's see here. God has options and he still chose you to be on earth right now. So this one goes back to just the belief portion, believing that I can achieve the things that I keep seeing in my visions, believing that I can have the life that I strive for, and believing that I have the abilities to do the things that I feel like are big things, man. Like this being a motivational speaker thing is, that's big to me. That's big. And I've done it. I've done it a lot of times, but I still have that thing in the back of my mind where it's that inadequacy. It's that thought of I'm not enough, or I don't have enough, or I'm not good enough. And this is reminding me that God has options. God could have given these gifts to other people. God could have used anybody else on this earth to make the things happen that he wants to make happen. But he gave me the gift of positive mindset and positive perspective. He gave me the gift that I can take any piece of information and find the positive in it. I can turn it into something that you can hold on to move forward and to continue to push and fight and believe that there are better days ahead. That is a gift. And I'm realizing that more and more with how easily people get discouraged, how much negativity is pushed in this world, how people go into a situation already believing that it's going to fail or that there's no way that it can happen. This mindset I have that there is always a way, that can help a lot of people. So that's just me trying to remind myself, man, the gifts that God gave me are gifts, and it's something that I can use, and it's something that I just have not by any, I didn't choose them, and I couldn't buy them. I can't pay for them, nothing like that. I can only develop them. I can only strengthen them, but they are already gifts that are given to me. And I just got to live in that God chose me and gave me these specific gifts. So I should go use these gifts to their maximum capabilities. And I want you to do the same thing. I want you to think about what you've been gifted. What are you good at? What comes to you naturally without you having to try very hard at? And it could be anything, man. It don't have to be, talking in front of people. It can be, you might be a great barber. You might cook well. You might see fashion in a different way. You might be an interior designer and you know how to connect things and make things, get that feeling from being in a space. Or you might just be a good listener. People feel like they can come to you for anything and you tend to have good advice. All of those are gifts. So connect with your gift. Understand that God gave you that gift, knowing that he has options to give it to other people, but he trusts to give it to you. So it's yours to develop, yours to use to create the life that you want to create. Man, I appreciate you guys for rocking with me. Make sure you connect with me on these pages, man, so you can always keep up with these videos. I'm dropping once a week at minimum, and hopefully it connects with you and helps you move forward and move towards things you want to move towards. And we always say negative news is freely given. Positive news must be searched for. And if you can't find it, then you create it. So go create some positive news this week. I'll catch you guys later.